Wandering around, wonder why I'm sensitive to these sounds. Plant down a lotus and attempt the ground. Knowing if I fail to lift the veil, I'm hellbound. Journey through the fate of all the hate I found. Done laying out the layman's for these lames, big clowns. We can still throw down pound for pound if you choose to drag my name through the mud with no bounds. Scars go deep, but the passion can shift. Trying to find a balance between anger and bliss. Searching for my purpose when success is a myth. I thought I knew the gist of the plot, but it came with a twist. Had it all mapped out, but none of the pieces fit. Abandonment issues got me doing the split. Realizing I didn't really need what I wish. Got sick of getting tricked into giving the devil a kiss.
Welcome to the side of hell. They got me under respect. And I got a story to tell. As soon as I break up out of this shell. Welcome to the side of hell. They got me under.
Hello everyone, and good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're watching from. Welcome to a different kind of podcast. Tonight we are going to be just having a general chat about locations that Portal to the Paranormal have planned throughout the rest of the year. We're going to announce our Halloween event this year. Plus, we're going to be talking about a giveaway that we're going to be doing. And also having a general chat about some of the history on some of these locations. I know some of you that may watch will have been to these locations before, but it's always good to, you know, hear about the location, its history and potential hauntings. If anyone's got any questions, as always, please put them in the comments and I will answer them the best I can. But let me know who's in the room by saying hello. You know, let's have some fun with this. So what I'm going to actually do is go through each of the location, and I've got some pictures to also show you guys, so you can get a feel of the location and what it looks like. I'll be talking about the dates that we're going to be there, how you can book onto the events, and yeah, and we'll just go from there. So the first one I am going to show you is one of our popular locations. So let me just get the pictures up. Okay, so some of you may recognize this as Wuthering Manor. In Portsmouth, it's a Grade 2 listed building, which is the oldest in the city of Portsmouth. The manor was first recorded in 1042 when it was owned by King Edward the Confessor. After the Battle of Hastings, it became the property of King William the Conqueror until 1804. The building itself is absolutely lovely. The majority of the building is 16th century in construction. However, there is still, it exists part that contains the Roman and medieval materials as well. The cellar are also Saxon origin as well. Inside is a spacious hall, which is dominated by twin Jacobean staircases. The manor has been called Hampshire's most haunted house. Different stories about a bloody nun. You've got a name, Francis Onston. When we've been at the location, you know, we've picked up a number of different EVPs. When we are filming, you know, you get different shadow figures. Our last one was a great one in the main hall downstairs. Hey, Abby, we had, I think it was Jojo and Little Joe with a team, and they were doing a mirror scrying session. And basically during that session, they picked up, they were taking pictures and what looks like an apparition of a female, but also a dog at the bottom, like the face of a dog. And what's funny, Nick, who's just popped in the room. Hey, Nick. He's actually got an EVP that he sent over to me where there's a dog bark in the background. Now, could it be someone outside walking their dog? Maybe, you know, late at night, but it just sort of corresponds to the picture that we got as well when they were doing the scrying. Now, this is, the location is set on three different floors. So you've got the first floor, the main hall, and then it goes up into the gallery, they call it, which veers off into a number of different rooms. And then you've got the attic where it goes up the stairs and it splits into two little rooms. Hello, Sarah. Hope you're well. You know, and as you're walking through through the building, you do pick up a very weird sense. It could be because the way it's being kept, you know, to its original decor, but lots of activity, people picking up disassembled voices, lots of history that's gone through there as well. You know, things about nuns, priests, all sorts of history there. So really good location, and we've always had a good time when we've been out investigating. So that's definitely one to check out. We do have other pictures on our Facebook page with all our events that you can check out. So we're going to be returning there on May 4th. And tickets are still available, £40 per person. And as you all know, or if you haven't been before, what we like to do is give you use of the equipment. We go round throughout the evening with you guys, you know, giving different kind of experiments. And then towards the end of the evening, we let you go off and do your own little investigation to see what you pick up. But it is a great location to investigate, you know. So that is May 4th. It's a Saturday. All events you can check out at www.portaltotheparanormal.co.uk. So that's one there. The next one is, for me, one of my favourites. We've done it once, and we are actually going to be going back. So let me get the pictures up. So this is called Nun's Cross Farm in Dartmoor. Now, the house was built in 1870 by John Hopper, who leased the land from the Duchess of Cornwall. This is a three-bedroom farmhouse. And it, as you walk in, it has an eerie feeling to it. Now, as you can see from that picture, it could be because it's where it's situated. It's literally in the middle of nowhere. You know, there's nothing around it. It's, you know, this is one, if you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone, this is one to go. So like I said, it's got this eerie feeling to it. As you walk in, you've got like a small hallway. So directly to the back, you've got the kit, what was used as the kitchen. I would say that you have like two sitting rooms, like a main dining room maybe. And then to the right, maybe a sitting room. And then you've got a staircase that goes up, and it goes on to three rooms. So two quite large rooms and one very small room. Now, the legend tells of a farmer's wife who went to check on the cattle one evening, and her body was never found. Like, she literally just disappeared. But since then, reports of ghosts are said to be roaming the grounds, lights in the kitchen, and in the surrounding area of the house as well. But this was only occupied until 1929. So, you know, people are reporting things that are still there. You know, when we went, we went as a team to investigate it for the first time. And we were all sat in what I would call is the dining room area, because it had a big old-fashioned wooden table. And we were just sat round having a chat, as you do sometimes. And out of nowhere, the table just shifted. And this is a big, heavy table. It's not something that you could just push on your own. And, you know, it was just a weird feeling altogether. You know, like I said, we were down in the middle of nowhere, no phone signal, so we couldn't use our phones. There's no running electricity or gas in the buildings, you know, so you're literally torches and you're hoping that it doesn't run out. But it is a great location to investigate, because like I said, you're out on your own in the middle of fields, beautiful stars at night as well. So, you know, we're going back in May, because when we went last time, it was freezing, like very, very cold. Hello, little Joe, little one. Like Joe said, it was amazing, very cold. So, but we're going back, to Nun's Cross on May 11th. So we're hoping the weather will be warmer and people will be, you know, you won't need to wrap up as we did. But it's a sleepover one. Now, you do have the option, because of the field outside, you could bring a tent with you if you wanted to and pitch a tent outside if you're brave enough. But you can definitely join us inside. Like I said, the property now is just the shell of it. It's got some old-fashioned metal bunk beds that you can get a mattress and sleep on there. But I think a few of us just slept on the floor. Well, I slept in the room on my own, did not sleep at all. I was up all night. It was a very weird one, but a great one as well. You know, so if you definitely want to put yourself out of your comfort zone and try this one, Nuns Cross Farm, we will be there May 11th. It's £30 per person. And what we will do, I think we'll do similar to what we did before. We'll do the investigation, and halfway through we'll break off, and we started having like a game of, I think it was Cards Against Humanity. You know, we just started like building the energy, and it was quite funny. Things started happening when we weren't actually doing the investigation. We were just chilled out and having a laugh, really. So that was a really interesting location to definitely investigate. Yeah. And then hopefully, like I said, the weather will be warmer, hopefully, in May. And great opportunity. So if you like pictures of stars and everything like that, there were some beautiful pictures. Like the stars were massive, like going outside. It was a very lovely scenery. Just across from the farm, there is a like a cross statue thing. I'm not sure what it was, but that has some relevance to the history there as well. So what we did during the evening, we walked over to there and see if anything could happen. It was just a great evening all round. What, no tea at Nuns Cross? Shocker. Do you know what, Abby? To be fair, we were able to get teas and things like that. They have the gas canisters outside that they feed into, like the camp, what are they like gas cookers in a way, like the camp ones. So we did have access to a key. I think we used it to warm up the place. That's how cold it was. You know, everyone waking up in the morning sort of crippled because it was that cold. But in the May, it should be a lot warmer. But again, an absolute brilliant location to investigate. You know, it's out of the way. And like I said, if you fancy coming, please do. And if you fancy pitching a tent outside and sleeping out there, you can do, but there's enough room for people to join us inside. So that is a great location. The next one that we are going to be talking about, and this is one that we have been to a number of occasions, and I know a lot of you will know this one. So we will be heading back to Fort Whitley. So we've got two dates booked for this location. So June 15th and November 23rd. So a lot of people know about Fort Whitley. It was born on, it was built on the top of Portsdown Hill between 1860 and 1868 on the recommendation of the Royal Commission of the Defence of the UK. It was designed along with the other forts around, and it was modified a few times for different reasons. So during the First World War, it was used to facilitate the transit depot, and then in World War II it was modified again to provide more accommodations for different regiments. Another location is great. You know, you've got the spiral staircase, the chalk line tunnels, and then the tunnels go off to separate locations within the tunnels. For example, you've got the West Tunnel that you go down and then it creates into two floors, and you've got the West Upper flanking. Again, another location that's documented as very haunted. Reports of soldiers marching, a sergeant that's still there and tends to be at the top of the spiral staircase, even reports of a young boy that's there as well. So there's lots of different reports there, and we've picked up many things during the time that we've investigated Fort Whitley. We've had disassembled voices. I think one of the key ones, we were stood in the spiral staircase and it was only us there. Everyone else was in the hub area and we heard a whistle and we said, can you do this, like copy us? We whistled and we had a reply by another whistle, and it was through one of the tunnels, but no one was down there. So that was a great, you know, a great piece of evidence that we were able to document. But again, it's a really good one, local to a lot of people that may follow us. And if you're not local, come on down. There's plenty of accommodations around. And it, you know, the forts are definitely one to, you know, have a look at. lots of history there, and always good fun. So like I said, we will be there June 15th and November 23rd, and it's £35 per ticket. So definitely join us on that one. The next one that we're really excited about is Margam Castle in Port Talbot, Wales. Let me show you some pictures. So this location is a late Georgian country house designed by architect Thomas Hopper for Christopher Royce Mansell Talbot. It was built in between 1830 and 1835. And the castle was constructed in Tudor-like sort of style. Absolutely brilliant locations from the pictures from the location. In 1977, it did have a fire that gutted out the interior, you know, so that happened there. Again, lots of history and lots of reported hauntings there. So the hauntings that they do have documented is reports of a gamekeeper called Robert Scott. He was a gamekeeper, worked there for many, many years. You know, what's said that he took a lot of pride in everything he did at the castle. And it's also reported that he was murdered and potentially by a poacher. So, you know, there was reports that he was murdered. He could have been out and he could have seen someone doing illegal poaching. Not too sure. But then lots of other reports of sounds of giggling children, children dressed in Victorian dresses, being mischievous, being seen going through corridors. But again, you enter the castle to be welcomed by an amazing staircase. You have a room called the Blue Room. You know, it's a big location, you know. So we do have Friday the 26th of July, that we're going to be there, you know. So, you know, if you are up for a bit of a road trip and fancy doing a castle, definitely join us on that one. Again, lots of history. So we'll be investigating the staircase, the library. You got the drawing room as well. So it is a location that has a lot of space to do different kind of experiments and hopefully pick up different things. So that is Margam Castle. Hey, Daniel, hope you're well. There will be tea and coffee. Yep, with all locations that we do, we always provide tea, coffee, snacks, fizzy drinks as well. You're always welcome to bring your own stuff if you fancy bringing your stuff, but we always provide that. But yeah, so that's Margam Castle. Going back to the hauntings there, there is hauntings of a very large character who was a blacksmith, who is known to be there quite a bit. So hopefully when we get up there, we will be able to film and document whatever we find. What was great is that we are there on the 27th as well, and that event sold out very quickly. So we were lucky to secure the 26th as well. I know that's already sold quite a few tickets. And if I'm right, Dan, I think there's about 13 tickets left. If you're still in the room, maybe you can just put a note on there to let me know how many tickets are available for the 26th. But that is Margam Castle. So that's Port Talbot in Wales. So that's that one. The next one. Oh, let me just check. Yeah, so 13 tickets left for the 26th of July. And that is £45 per person. I believe there's still an offer on there where it's £40 per person. So, hey, Charlie, hope you're well. Yes, we are looking forward to seeing you guys there as well. It's I've not investigated. I know some of the team have, but I've not been there. So I'm really looking forward to going to a location that I don't know anything about and seeing what it's like. So yeah, so that's going to be a great one to do. So looking forward to having Charlie. We're sticking in one of the rooms on our own, I think. We always have fun, you know, with Charlie. So we'll see where we can stick her. Brilliant. Hey, Rocco. That's my little boy. So yeah, Sarah's been there before and she's saying it's a beautiful location. And I know Dan was recently up there for work and he had the opportunity to sort of have a walk around, but he's investigated as well. And he's saying it's great. location as well. So let's go on to the next one, shall we? So the next one after Margam Castle is going to be Shire Hall. Let me get the details for Shire Hall, if I can find them. Is it this one? There we go. So Shire Hall, we will be there on the 14th of September. It's £35 per person. This place has over 200 years of justice and injustice to life. 18th century courthouse in Dorset, centre of law, order and government, served as the County Hall of Dorset until 1955. Shire Hall was a structure which dated back to at least the 1630s, you know, and it was used from 1797 to 1955. And a little fact about it, famous novelist and poet Thomas Harding was a magistrate from 1884 to until 1919. So again, lots of room to have a look at. Oh, Abby's already got the tickets for Shire Hall. That's great. Are there any B&Bs local to Margam Hall? Yes. What I can do, Sarah, is afterwards I can send you a link to some of the local B&Bs there. I'll send that over to you. I'll send you a message afterwards. So that's fine. Nick. Got booked already and staying in a the haunted B&B. So you can do your own little investigation after you've done Shire Hall then. So yeah, so again, lots of reports of disassembled voices, you know, lots of happenings in the courthouse, and there's a lot of history there of people going on trial. Again, it's not one that I hugely know about, because I haven't been there before. So again, it is an exciting opportunity for me because I don't know anything about the location, and that's what's going to be great. When we go in and investigate, we'll be able to find out together what's there, what we can document, and then we'll look into the history and the hauntings and see if we can match it up to anything. So that is Shire Hall, the 14th of September, and that's £35 per person. So that's a great one. The next one is our Halloween event. So every year, just say hello. Hey, Paul, hope you're doing well, buddy. Having a good weekend. We had a great podcast with Paul on Friday. We were talking about hypnotherapy, past life regression, and lots of other stuff. If you haven't seen it, it is on Facebook, YouTube. Head over and give that a watch because it was a great chat with Paul. And I'll mention something that could be in the pipelines with Paul, so I'll come to that in a moment. So Halloween event, we have a brand new location for Halloween. So like I said, we want to be able to do something different for each Halloween. So last year we were at, I can't remember the name of it now, we were in Winchester. Dan, what was the name of the location, mate? It's gone, it's literally gone from my head. But I'm sure Dan will be able to mention it. So let's see if I can find the Shire Hall. This is here. So this is the Keep Military Museum. Once the gatehouse for the barracks of Dorsetshire Regiment, and housed many different regiments. It's now a hotel with many different artifacts from the war. We will be exploring three floors of this place. It was built in about 1880. And as I said, it housed different regiments throughout the years. During the Second World War, the barracks were occupied by the 1st Quartermaster Company of the United States of America. And again, this is a brand new location for us as a team. And it's going to be a new one to go into for Halloween. So we hope people want to join us for our Halloween event. And I think Dan's just put that live now. So that's up on the screen, up on our website live now, £35 per person. Again, there are reported hauntings throughout the location. We don't know too much about it. So we're going to go in this with an open mind and see what we can uncover. and see what we can document. And as always, we hope you guys will join us, especially where it's our Halloween event. You know, so that has gone live now. Thank you. And it was the Gherkin Museum in Winchester that we did last year. A great event. And it was a great location. Again, it was all about war times, a lot of artifacts. And that's what we're going to be doing Halloween this year. So that is the 19th of October that we've got that booked in for. So we definitely hope you guys can come and join us on that and experience a brand new location that we've never done before and see what we can uncover. So that is live now. So going into the next events after the military kit or keep military, we will be going to North Fort. So that's not that one, this one here. So we will be there on the 2nd of November, £35 per person, located at the entrance of Weymouth Harbour, built between 1860 and 1872 to protect the naval harbour. It has long and dark winding passageways, rooms full of, again, historic artifacts. And the way I look at it, it could be something similar to Fort Whitley in a way, you know, going through these long tunnels. You know, we know it's to, you know, to do with the war again, you know, so lots of history. I know Dan has been there a few times, one of his favorite places by the looks of it. If you know anything, if you could put anything in the description down about kind of things that you've witnessed, that'd be absolutely brilliant. You know, but another great location to investigate. Again, some of us have been there, I haven't, so it'll be a new one for us to investigate and see what happens. You know, so we're looking forward to that one. And then that brings us on to the last event so far. So this is, we're going to be at Calverdon Hatch. This is the secret nuclear bunker built in 1952 as part of the ROTA program to improve and harden Britain's air defense network. Built 1960s to early, oh no, it was in government from the 1960s to the early 90s. You know, so another great location. From the outside, it just looks like a normal bungalow. It doesn't look like much to it. But it's actually 125 feet underground is where you go into the bunker itself. And what I've been told, it's a massive location. Again, not one that I've been to. So, hey, Gillian, hope you're well. So let's just step back a minute to North Fort. So the tunnels that lead around the fort are long and winding. You hear footsteps and voices around the corner and no one there. And there's no one there. Footsteps on the parade ground. It's just an epic place. So again, that's, by the sound of it, is Dan's one of his favorite places. Calverdon Hatch, again, lots of history there. Tunnels, you know, you've got the engineer rooms, I believe it is. You know, so again, another great location to investigate. With this one, we are lucky because we are actually going to have a historian who has appeared on Celebrity and Help My House Is Haunted, Penny Griffiths Morgan. She will be joining us for the event, and she knows quite a lot of history about Calverdon Hatch and the potential hauntings there. So it's going to be great to investigate with her, but also get an insight of what she knows about the locations. So that's everything with regards to our events. I've actually, you've never heard of the place. Do you know what? I'll be honest, I never heard of Calverdon Hatch until we started looking at different locations. But apparently the hype of it, everyone loves it. It's a really good location to investigate. And again, with all the locations, lots of history, lots to uncover, you know, it'll be great. Yes, she is. Penny is a lovely lady. She knows her stuff about history. She taught us a history lesson about Fort Whitley just a few weeks ago. But she is fun. What's great about Penny, and what I think people that are going to be joining us at Calverdon Hatch, she makes history fun. So she brings a lot of humor and a lot of character. So it's going to be great to have her working with us at Calvin Hatch. So that will be a fun one to do. Now, with regards to, as you saw last Christmas, our special event, we had an amazing evening doing a platform mediumship night with Paul Sazelle. He did an absolutely great job. We had a great evening. There was a great buzz to it. So I've been thinking the last few days, what can we do differently for this year's Christmas event? Now, I was speaking to lovely Paul Goddard this morning. If you've seen Friday, we were having a chat with him about hypnotherapy, past life regression, because I know there's two parts to that. So I was talking to Paul and I sent him a lovely message this morning saying, what do you think about doing a demonstration on hypnotherapy and potentially past life regression? So my thoughts of it is, if this works, we would get Paul to attend an event. It'll be an evening with Paul Goddard, where he will use some of the audience maybe to, you know, do some hypnotherapy, past life regression, so we can see how that works. So we're in talks about it at the moment. You know, hopefully we can make it work. I know Paul seemed up for it when we were talking to him about it this morning. So that's something in the pipeline that we are going to be working towards, hopefully. And it'll be another great event, I think, you know, find a nice location and hopefully have people that will come join us and be the guinea pig for the evening, see what happens. I know Sarah might be up for it. Well, she hasn't actually said, but I'll put her up for it. But no, it'll be a great event, something different. And again, what we will look at doing is potentially get some stall holders in for people to buy some goodies for over Christmas, teas, coffees, and, you know, just a great evening. So hopefully that comes into the plans. We can make something work. But other than that, that's everything with Portal to the Paranormal at the moment. It sounds really good. I'm glad. You know, it'll be great. Like I said, Paul, something different. And something new that people can learn, you know, about what you do and see you do it in person. So definitely look out for that. Nick, we will notify you. So what we'll do, if we can make dates work with Paul, we will definitely put a post up as soon as possible so people can start booking their place. We are looking at different halls where we can facilitate the events, and then providing that we can make it work with Paul, we would definitely go ahead with that. Hopefully, you know, I think that'd be a great evening, a great way to end, you know, the events of this year with something like that. And then again, we can just meet with everyone, have a laugh with everyone. So that's everything for us at the moment. Now, just to mention, I did say as well that we're going to do like a PTTP giveaway. So what we want to do, you know, we've been going for a few years now and it's been great. The support that we've got. We are looking at doing some summer evening ghost walks free of charge as well at well-known haunted spots. Okay, so Dan's just put me on the spot there. So great. I know the kind of locations that we could be looking at. So if people are up for going for a ghost walk with us, you know, we will start looking at that for the warmer part of the year. You know, no one wants to go out in the cold and be out in the wilderness. But yeah, so we do some free ghost walks, take equipment out. You know, we can definitely, we've got loads of places. You've got the New Forest, you've got Lynn House, Polton's Bench, I believe it's called, Rufus Stone. You've even got Victoria Country Park that's got loads of history that we can go to as well. So definitely look out for that. If anyone's up for doing the ghost walks, send us a message. Let us know who's interested in doing things like that. And we can definitely get them arranged as well, especially with the Easter holidays coming up. Maybe we can see if we can fit something in during the Easter, which would be great. So going back to the giveaway, we want to do something sort of saying thank you to everyone for all their ongoing support. So we're going to do a bit of a giveaway from now going forward. I think it will end at the end of Easter. So we'll keep that running. So basically, what we're going to do is give away two tickets to any of our events that we're going to be putting on for 2025. And it's really simple. Anyone that books onto any of our events will automatically be put into the draw. We will do a live stream draw on the wheel, and whoever it picks will win two free tickets to any events that we put up for 2025. Now, to make this fair, because I know people have already booked on events from the 4th of May. So anyone booked on from the 4th of May on Wuthering Manor to any other events going forward, you're automatically going to be put into the draw already. So don't worry, you're not going to be left out. If you've booked on to more than one event, you'll get an extra slot on the wheel. Should we call it the PTTP wheel? There we go. So you'll get more than one space on there. But yeah, so we will keep that running as of now. Anyone that's already booked on have automatically been put into the draw. And anyone that goes and books events going forward, we will put you into the draw as well. And like I said, at the end of Easter, we will do the spin and pick out the winner. And then what we would do is send you an email with details. So when next year's events are put on, you will be able to use your ticket to go on any other event of your choosing. So that is everything for this evening. So nice little chat. Anyone got any questions or anything they would like to ask at all? Leave it open for the room. That's nice and easy when no one has anything to say. Cool, I guess everyone's happy then. So what I'm going to say is, if you want to book onto any of our events, you can go and book through our website, which is Oh, Dan, you threw me off. Yes, I drink Baileys. Everyone, I like a Baileys. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But anyone in the room, does anyone else drink Baileys? Any more new locations in the pipeline? Yes, there we are. There is another location I know Dan has recently spoken to. So we are looking at different locations. We're always willing to get feedback from you guys. If there's particular locations that you would like us to try and book, that you would like to investigate, please let us know. What we want to do is, we try our hardest to bring locations that we know people enjoy. So that's why we return to places like Fort Whitley, where we know they're popular locations and they're quite active at the best of times. But as you can see, going forward, we are going further afield. We are booking events that we've not done before as Portal to the Paranormal. So you do have Shire Hall. Like I said, you've got Calverdon Hatch. You know, so great locations. But if there's any that you guys want us to do, tell us. You know, we may not know locations. You may know a location that we've never heard of before, which would be great. So send us a message. You can do it through Facebook. You know, just get in touch and let us know. Great Britain Bristol, love to do that. So great, Abby, if you can send me a message afterwards, you know, let me know location, because then I've got it in my inbox and then we can look into that. You know, the same with anyone else. If you find that you're not in our area, but you want to go on an investigation which is more local to you, let us know. We can even book if you want to do private events. So if you want to book for you and the team, if you're doing a work function and you want to do something different, let us know where you want to go and then we can see if we can do that for you. So just message us. You can message us through the website. You can message us through Facebook. So let's have a look. Dan, I have spoken to them. One team has exclusivity and they won't let new teams on board. Is that the one that Abby was just asking for, Dan? Well, I take it is. Huddersfield, any around Huddersfield? We could definitely have a look to see if there's anything in Huddersfield. But yeah, again, if you've got an event like a function that you want to arrange and you know you'd like to do a paranormal investigation, definitely do get in touch and we can see what we can do for you guys. We're always happy to arrange that. So Abby, the one that you were saying about, it looks like it's one team and one team only that get access to there. But if there's anywhere else, just give us a shout. As always, we are looking at new events. We are looking to book for 2025. We occasionally come up to Pontefract, which isn't too far from Huddersfield. Yes, East Drive, isn't it? So yeah, if we look in Huddersfield, we can see what we can book, what's there. If you know anywhere, Nick, that is in that area, let us know. I've got a few places around there. I will text them to you in a bit, Nando. Yeah, like I said, a lot of it is, what do you guys want? You know, we're trying to, you know, do events that we know you guys might enjoy. But again, there's loads of places that we may not know about. So come and tell us. And like I said, we're going to try something new. We're going to do the walks, or any ships, boats, or hospitals. I would love to do a hospital as well, Nick. I think a hospital would be a great thing, a great place to investigate. Just come to us. You know, as I said, you can always message us through Facebook. You can message us through the website as well. Our events. So just to give you a bit of a heads up, the way we like to do things, we want to enjoy the time that we have with you guys. So our events is always based on you, what you guys want to do. So we set up the evening. We'll do a bit of an introduction, let you know who your team leaders are for the evening, what teams you're going to be with. And then your team leaders will take you to their designated locations for the start of the evening. And then we'll swap round with breaks. And we'll give you different experiments that you guys can try. At any point, if there's anything that you don't like, just put your hand up or come and grab one of the team members. And we will put you somewhere else where you feel a bit more comfortable, because not every experiment matches every person. So we do try our hardest to make sure everyone feels comfortable. But again, throughout the evening, it's just about having fun, trying to document and see if there is something more, you know, in these locations. And again, the locations are beautiful. Some of them are absolutely amazing, like Margam Castle. You know, that's going to be a lovely location to investigate. And then you've got the Calverton Hatch. Looks like just a normal bungalow, but then 125 feet below ground, you've got a secret nuclear bunker. You know, so it's going to be great. And what makes the events great is you guys that join us. You know, we always have a laugh. We always have a chat. And then we find little things that potentially are paranormal. Sometimes we've had some great, you know, great things happen. And hopefully we can continue that. But I'm going to end the evening by saying thank you to everyone that's watched for all your questions. If you do think of anything afterwards, please reach out. And like I said, we will do our best. Nick's just updated me, not Nick, Dan, sorry, has just updated me on our Margam Castle tickets, the 26th of July. So we're down to 10 tickets. 10 tickets left. Once that one is sold out, I know it is a popular one and people are wanting to jump on, but unfortunately that's the last thing we could get. Once that one's sold out, hopefully we may revisit that going into next year. But 10 tickets left on that one. Great. Nick, got great one. It's 20 Cave outside Benidorm, Spain. Let's go on holiday. We'll be going. That sounds like a good one. Anything that you guys want from us, we'll start looking at doing the ghost walks. With the weather changing, like today was actually quite nice as well. So with the weather being like this, hopefully we'll get some nice ghost walks around the area. So Southampton, we go to Portsmouth. That's where we go. Well, we go anywhere really with them. You know, if anyone's up for that. I think Dan's up for going to Benidorm. Let's go. It's all about having a good time and enjoying what we're doing. We love meeting everyone. Every event has been absolutely brilliant. We've always had a blast with every single one of you, and we want this to continue. So again, any kind of, you know, locations that you want, anything that we're not doing that you want us to try and do, let us know. But just to recap, all the events are up live now. on our website. You can go back through Facebook. A lot of them are put on Facebook as well. Christmas event, we're in talks, as I said, with Paul, and hopefully we can do a demonstration evening on hypnotherapy and past life regression and regression. You know, so if you guys are up for that, we will definitely try and make that work. But for now, I just want to say thank you. Am I going to say this right, Sarah? Noli? I'll put that up, actually. Cemetery for a ghost walk is good. Oh, whereabouts is that, Sarah? I bet it's someone local as well that I should know. I'll make myself look like a tip now. Let's see what Sarah says before we go. But yeah, so anything that you guys can think of, let us know. We will be back soon with some new guests for our podcast. I'm in talks with a guy called Ron Yovetti. They do something called the Staticum Project. They're out in America. There's four of them in his team. So hopefully we'll be bringing him on. We will be bringing historian author Neil Story back on. He's recently just announced that he's releasing a new book in September, which the book looks amazing. So we'll definitely have him back on for a chat. And we're also going to be talking about UFOs with Neil, because he did look into some UFO sightings and things like that. So it would be great to see what he has uncovered. Sarah, I've been, is it where the old mental hospital was? Near Funtley, Titchfield, Fairhamray. Oh, that's one to write down. That's definitely one to look at. So yeah, so we're going to be trying different things throughout the rest of this year with the ghost walks. Again, we're going to get more guests for the vodcast, and maybe we can start doing like a Sunday chat where we just every so often we'll have a chat, just let's see what's going on, talk about maybe paranormal stuff if anyone's got any questions. Yes, Paul, Neil is a funny guy. We also got to meet him at the Festival of the Unexplained, and the guy has some dance moves, like really funny dance moves. But such a lovely guy as well. You know, everyone wants to be his friend. He's just such a nice guy. But yeah, you know, so we'll definitely be back over the next couple of weeks with different podcasts, with some more great guests, returning guests. And then we'll be just keeping you up to date with what's going on with PTTP, you know, new events coming up, and, you know, just making sure everyone's happy. You know, so like I said, always know what you want from us, and we will try our best. But for now, I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. Enjoy your Sunday evening, and we will see you soon. So take care, everyone. And again, thank you again for everyone that sits here supporting what we're doing, supporting the podcast, the events. Well, it's just been a great experience with all of you. And, you know, we're really excited about continuing it. So let's, Nick and Tess, I'm trying my hardest. You know, so hopefully that'll be something that we can do, but we will definitely, hopefully, one day. But yeah, but for now, enjoy the rest of your evening, guys, and we will see you soon. Bye.